Welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In today's episode, we cover last week's BTS activity, January 27th in BTS history, and the song Tony Montana from the album August D. Before we begin, a correction. In episode 2 of the podcast, So What, in January 13th, I incorrectly said that the fourth muster in 2018 was the concert where the skit House of Army was shown. That's incorrect. The House of Army skit was made for the third muster in 2016. My apologies. Now on with the episode. BTS activity from the past week. I had to cut this week's activity news off on Thursday instead of Friday due to a personal schedule that prevented me from recording on Friday or the weekend. So all news from Friday will be in next week's podcast. I'm also trying a new thing where I group the activity by member rather than chronological order. We'll see if I stick with it. RM posted his latest running stats on Instagram. He hasn't been running as much because it's too cold. RM also must have visited his parents because he posted some pages of his baby book, some photos of himself as a child on his father's back, and a hospital bracelet from one of his parents that included RM's birth information. He was a big boy at birth at nearly 10 pounds. On Wednesday, RM recommended three songs, Glock by Don Toliver, My October Symphony, the 2018 remaster by the Pet Shop Boys, and Regret of the Times by Soutaji and Boys. RM also shared videos of himself and his military buddies taking some time off and having fun with winter activities. He included a video of his friends singing Mic Drop at a karaoke room. V posted a bunch of song recommendations and celebrated his extreme cold weather training being successfully completed. V can now look forward to warmer times. I'm not going to list all of these song recommendations because there were far more than three, but you can probably find them on updated accounts on Twitter. J-Hope traveled to Paris and has been quite busy there. He attended the Louis Vuitton fashion show on Tuesday. At the show, Don Toliver and J-Hope debuted a new song, LV Bag. The song is produced by Pharrell Williams, who is also currently the creative director of Louis Vuitton. Hopefully they'll release it soon so that we can all give it a proper listen. If you want to check out Hobie's outfit for the night, he shared some great photos on his Instagram as usual. J-Hope also opened up additional limited visibility seating at his Seoul concerts, so hopefully some ARMY who missed out on tickets in the first sale were able to grab some. I had limited visibility seating for Suga's concerts, and it honestly was not that bad at all. The tickets to J-Hope's North American tour also went on sale. I hope that all those who wanted tickets were able to get one. J-Hope performed at a charity concert in Paris on Thursday that benefits hospitalized children. It will air on French TV on January 28th, and I believe eventually end up on YouTube officially too. We had episode 18 of Run Jin this week, in which Jin made special lunches for two friends and played some games with Korean celebrity Jin Pyong. Also this weekend, Jin's song Close to You, an original soundtrack song written for the show When the Stars Gossip, is released. That will have happened yesterday if you're listening to this on the 27th. Jin also donated 100 million won to Korea University Medicine to help patients with incurable diseases in developing countries. This charity flies patients in developing countries to Korea for medical treatment. And that's the end of BTS activity from Saturday, January 18th to Thursday, January 23rd. January 27th in BTS history. January 27th, 2013. Jin posts a blog about rice cake soup that he made. He asks on Twitter for ARMY to send him photos of their lunch, and he'll pick one and try to make it. Suga tweets about Jin turning Big Hit into a cooking competition. Suga tweets plans to open a restaurant where everyone speaks in his dialect and the background music is all hip-hop. He'll call it Suga King in Seoul. He promises to revisit this tweet in 10 years because he's serious about the idea. January 27th, 2014. V tweets a selfie, and RM tweets about his excitement for their upcoming comeback, which will be School Love Affair, but ARMY doesn't know that yet. January 27th, 2015. Jimin tweets selfies from the practice room, pointing to the vocal room where Suga has his studio set up. V and Jin both tweet selfies outside Suga's workroom as well. RM recommends the song Be Lazy by Skinny Mars, and J-Hope tweets a selfie from the studio. January 27th, 2016. RM recommends a song. Unfortunately, I didn't write down what song it was. It's A Quiet Day because they're about to travel to Japan to promote the Japanese version of I Need You. January 27th, 2017. It's Lunar New Year. RM recommends the song Cave Me In by Gallant, Tableau, and Eric Nam, and wishes everyone Happy New Year. Jin tweets a photo of him snorkeling in Law of the Jungle, another episode of which aired that day as well. January 27th, 2018. A quiet day from ARMY's perspective, with Jin tweeting videos of Odeng, his sugar glider. BTS may have been recording Run BTS episodes 45, 47, and 48 around this time. Those are the episodes called BTS Cafe and the infamous Blue Village episodes, in which RM made a mistake that Jin has been able to hold over his head for years after. Though my personal favorite of the episode is the scene where Suga whispers for a long time, which probably is a bit of a TMI about me. January 27th, 2019. The rap line have recently gotten new studio spaces. On January 27th, RM tweets a photo of the door to his archive studio. January 27th, 2020. BTS are in Los Angeles, California. This is the day that BTS films Carpool Karaoke with James Corden for The Late Late Show. They also have an iHeartRadio live show. January 27th, 2021. The second year into the pandemic, it's harder to have insight into what they're filming when. On this day, all I know is that RM was active commenting on Weverse. In business news, there was an announcement that Big Hit and Naver had struck a deal to have VLive integrated into Weverse in the next year. January 27th, 2022. With their Instagram accounts still new, there's a lot of social media activity. Suga posts photos of recording Girl of My Dreams in the US. RM comments and tells him that one of the photos should be his profile photo. RM posts photos of art. B comments on a JK boxing video, challenging him to a match. J-Hope jumps in to ask V if he thinks that's really wise. V is confident, however, and JK and V go back and forth teasing each other about it. V also congratulates his friend Choi Woo-shik for wrapping up the drama Our Beloved Summer. Suga posts photos of empty plates and compliments the tableware at the restaurant of the Grand Hyatt in Seoul. J-Hope comments his agreement. Suga replies to J-Hope and asks if he lives on Instagram. January 27th, 2023. V posts teaser images for an upcoming television series, Ginny's Kitchen, which he'll appear on with friends Park Seo-joon and Choi Woo-shik. RM posts photos of a signed Tomorrow by Together album gifted to him by the group and wishes Subin, the leader of the group, good luck. RM recommends Suga Rush Ride by Tomorrow by Together. J-Hope shares the trailer for his J-Hope in the Box documentary, and also shares a post about his recent appearance in Paris for Fashion Week. He also shares a GQ article about his appearance during Fashion Week. RM posts a photo of the art books that he's reading, and also shares a post about Sexy Newcomb being nominated for Collab of the Year at the Korean Hip Hop Awards. RM also posts photos of the cast of Dictionary of Useless Human Knowledge and thanks everyone for their hard work. The finale of the series that RM guest hosted airs that day. And finally, for January 27, 2023, Suga makes good on his promise to revisit the restaurant idea that he had in 2013. He has decided that he is too successful at his main job, so the restaurant business won't be possible for a bit. January 27, 2024. All members are enlisted, so it's very quiet. But Team RM posts a nice photo of RM smiling on the Instagram account dedicated to his RPWP projects. And that concludes January 27th in BTS history. It'll be interesting to see what this year's January 27th will bring. Song discussion. Tony Montana by August D from the album August D, released on August 16th. 2016. The original recording of the song features a rapper named Yankee, while a later performance version of the song features Jimin. A recorded version of the performance with Jimin, with the audio cleaned up, was released on the third CD of the compilation album Proof. The third CD was only released physically, and that version of the song does not exist on streaming platforms, though you can find uploads of it on YouTube if you're curious and want to listen. When the album August D was released, it was released for free on SoundCloud and labeled as a mixtape. I also want to say a quick note about mixtapes. RM's self-titled mixtape, released the previous year, was more of a traditional rapper's mixtape, with RM rapping over other people's beats. However, because Suga was also a producer, he felt that a mixtape from him should be entirely self-produced as well. Thus, what he released wasn't so much of a traditional mixtape, but rather something similar to an independent album. This, in turn, meant that when Hobi later released his mixtape, and RM released a second mixtape, they took their cues from Suga and released entirely original work. Thus, even though at the time they were still put up on SoundCloud for free, with no physical copies, and were labeled as mixtapes, they were actually albums. After BTS decided to officially release solo albums in 2022, all the previous original works that had been titled mixtapes were then treated as digital albums and uploaded onto streaming sites, as long as they could get the samples used cleared for release. Now back to talking about August D, the album. Suga often refers to it as a very angry work, with August D being the alter ego he created specifically to express his anger. The album itself documents Suga's experience and emotions trying to enter and succeed in the music industry. From the backlash he received, simply talking about the experience of moving to Seoul and attending a school where there was a large wealth disparity between Suga and his classmates. We'll get into the topic that Tony Montana covers in a moment, but first, let's talk about the performances. In the only performances of Tony Montana that Suga has done, Jimin has replaced rapper Yankee as the feature. This was first done as a surprise event for the third muster on November 12th and 13th, 2016, in Seoul, just 3 months after the song was released. At the time, Suga referred to it as August D's debut, as it was the first, and until 2020, the only time he performed an August D song live, though the Vocal Line members performed a truncated version of the vocal part of So Far Away during the Wings tour. A lot of memorable things happened at the third muster, most notably, on the second day, the birth of what would become Borahae, and purple as the unofficial fandom color. And, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, it's also when the skit House of ARMY was unveiled, in which BTS play a family of BTS fans, with notable roles such as RM as the eldest daughter, Hobi as the mother, and Jimin as the dog. The performance at the third muster was kept secret until the first day of the concert. The intention was for the feature of the song to come out and have ARMY unsure of who it was for the first few seconds, so Jimin wore a ball cap and sunglasses for his reveal. Suga considered the surprise a success. Having Jimin as a feature on the song became such a hit with ARMY that when Suga had his D-Day tour finale in Seoul, nearly 7 years later, he and Jimin performed Tony Montana together yet again on the second night in the series, rather than have Jimin feature on Burn It, or another August D song, like JK did on the first night. Jimin's appearance at the finale of the D-Day tour in Seoul was a little less a surprise than the 2016 performance, as Suga had been teasing Jimin and trying to persuade him to revisit Tony Montana in a lot of their appearances together after Suga's tour had been announced in early 2023. When Jimin attended one of Suga's first shows in New York, many ARMY there were hoping he'd do a surprise feature then. So after many months, it was less of a surprise, but still a thrill to see him reprise the part. During and after the 2016 performance, other members liked to tease Jimin about the feature, repeating the irreplaceable lines in order to tease him. The song itself was written by August D, P-Dawg, and Supreme Boy. The original had Yankee's part written by Yankee himself. It's named after the main character of the movie Scarface, who rises from the bottom to the top, going from a penniless refugee to a powerful drug lord. I think it's very interesting that Yoongi wrote a song on his first album comparing himself to the main character of Scarface, and then made a facial scar an important visual storytelling device in the music videos for the lead tracks of his next two albums. The film Scarface became popular as a reference in the hip-hop music genre, which was gaining popularity around the same time that the 1983 film was becoming a cult classic. Besides Yoongi, notable hip-hop figures such as Nas, Future, Tupac, and Drake have all made significant references to the film. As mentioned, in the film, the character of Tony Montana successfully goes from rags to riches, but the crime involved in holding on to his empire eventually leads to his downfall, and he is eventually killed, falling off a balcony at the moment of his death and landing in a pool near the base of a globe with the motto, "The world is yours." This eventual horrific crash, after achieving his dreams of success and wealth, is an anxiety that Yoongi has talked about a few times, in addition to being wary of the greed that could lead to it. Obviously, Yoongi doesn't have to worry about drugs, crime, and an FBI sting operation, but rather the idea that the very greed for success that has fueled his ambition might end up turning him into a monster that doesn't recognize healthy limits. In 2016, Yoongi's success was hardly skyrocketing out of control, but the fear was still there as a potential, because Yoongi himself knew how much desire he had for success and financial security. In subsequent years, some of those fears would feel like they were coming true, as BTS's rampant success brought Yoongi to places that he never dreamed of, and therefore felt out of his control and scary. The height of his fame, feeling dangerous and like an imminent deathly drop. In 2016, though, Yoongi just had a combination of foresight and anxiety when he wrote this song. Overall, this song is actually a brag, more the lead-up of Tony Montana's success than the horrific end of it. Yoongi's verse reassures us that he doesn't want to become a monster who chases only money. His strategies for avoiding this path are to choose not to hope for the failure of others as a means of achieving his own success. Additionally, his top priorities will always be his family, fans, and team, rather than earning money. Though, at the end of the verse, he references Tony Montana's death scene by saying, "The world is yours. Now the entire world is in my goddamn hands." In the original song, Yankee's verse emphasizes the more violent aspects of Scarface. Unlike Yoongi, who has decided not to hope for the failures of others, Yankee implies that if he gets his way, his opposition or competition will bleed at his feet and he plans to take away their income. In contrast, Jimin's feature in the later version of the song remains simply braggadocious. It was written with the performance at the Third Muster in mind. At the time, it seems obvious they expected the performance to be a one-time special event that wouldn't be repeated later, nor released on a future career compilation album. In the lyrics, Jimin specifically mentions that it's been 4 years since he was simply a kid dancing in Busan, and now he finds himself performing at the Sky Dome with 3 Billboard achievements. When Jimin reprised the role in 2023, these lyrics changed a little to suit the times, changing the lyrics to match the fact that it had now been 10 years since he had been dancing in Busan, and he now has over 20 Billboard achievements. It's difficult to pick out a favorite or key lyric overall in this song that captures the theme. I like the contrast between the first Korean lyric being, "You pray for my failure," and the bold declaration later in the verse that Yoongi has decided not to hope for the failure of others, thus already elevating himself over his enemies, if not in terms of success or wealth, then at least in terms of being a better person. Ultimately, working to avoid what he expresses fear for in the song, that he doesn't want to become a monster who chases only money. Perhaps my favorite lyric, selfishly as an army, is, "I put my family, fans, and team as my top priority." My favorite Jimin lyric isn't so much a lyric as the final note he sings in the 2016 performance. My one critique of the 2023 performance was that lovely riff was absent. But in all seriousness, as much as the rest of BTS like to tease him for this feature, I do agree that Jimin is irreplaceable, and I'm glad he acknowledged it. Tony Montana is definitely a song that had to grow on me from first listen. The heavy vocal processing in the original recording isn't one of my favorite production choices. Much like other BTS songs, sometimes you need to see songs performed to really understand the energy behind them. Tony Montana is like that for me, and the performance version with Jimin is one of my favorites to revisit. And that brings us to the end of the Tony Montana discussion. It's time to spin the random number generator for next week's song discussion, and the result is Pandora's Box by J-Hope from his album Jack in the Box, released in 2022. We'll be getting in the mood for J-Hope's upcoming tour, it seems. If you have any thoughts to share about Pandora's Box before I record the episode, feel free to reach out. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.